may have been weary by the cares of this world. I have drawn you here and I have drawn you near. I want you to be near to me, for I love you so, says the Lord.
This will be probably going to be one of your favorite CDs is from today, today's message, okay? Basically, this message is what changed my life around 180 degrees, is the message that you're about to hear today. I had been a Christian for so many years, but I live a defeated life because I did not have the revelation of the message that you're about to hear today. It's that powerful. Father, I just pray for your blessings upon me, Lord. Strengthen me, O Lord. Give me a fresh new anointing to preach your word that is so important today. Lord, I pray that you bless my mouth, bless my heart, bless my everything. The word that comes out of my mouth will be the word that magnifies Jesus and his finished work. Holy Spirit, take over. Bless your church. In Jesus' name we pray. Everyone says amen.
Amen.
Amen. So church, here we go. Tune in. Okay, forget about everything. This is the word of God for you. Let's look at the first slide. This is from Ephesians 1:7 from King James Version Bible. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. One more time. In whom, of course it's talking about in Jesus, right? In whom, in Jesus, we have redemption through his blood. Now, first of all, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, specifically you believe that Jesus died for you at the cross to take away your sins, and you believe that he rose again from the dead, you are in this group called in whom, because you are in Christ.
Amen.
Okay, so let's put that once and for all. Alright, you are in Christ and that's it. Alright, this is for you. In other words, this is not just for a specific group of people, you know, who are so pious and things like that. No, this is for all of us who believe in the Lord. So you are included here. There's no discrimination in the Word of God. As long as you believe in Jesus, this is for you. Whether you're Jew, Gentile, does not matter. In whom we have redemption through His blood. Now the word redemption, okay, we talked about last year, the whole year, Jesus our redemption, right? Redemption is ransom, to buy you back, specifically to buy you back from the evil, the danger, to be protected, okay, from harms and dangers. And in order for God to do that, God has to have a righteous foundation to protect you. And He did it righteously, look, through His blood. In other words, God paid a big price to redeem you, right, from this present evil world.
Yes.
So that you will be sheltered from the harms and the dangers outside, and God did it righteously.
Yes.
Through the shedding of the blood of Jesus. In other words, you were bought not with gold or silver or money that perishes, but God bought you with the precious blood of Jesus. In other words, Jesus died in your place so that you don't have to die anymore because of your sin today. Is that good news?
Amen.
Yeah? I see people smiling and really happy. Some of you like, whoa, I don't have to die? No, you don't. Somebody took your place. And his name is Jesus. So when we talk about God redeemed you through his blood, all right? When Jesus shed his blood, it's not like a little cut, like a little wound on his hand, and then the blood was dripping and dripping and dripping. The idea of shedding of blood here, he died. That's the idea of shedding his blood. Now, if somebody paid for your death, right, you don't have to pay for the same penalty anymore today when you sin. Remember, the law says the soul that sinned must die. Right? Well, Jesus fulfilled the law by taking your death in your place, so that today when you sin, right, instead of receiving death, right, you receive the forgiveness of sins.
Amen.
Is that a good deal? I think it's a good deal. God makes it so easy because He truly, truly, truly is such a good God, right? That He said, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. This is amazing here, right? We're going to do a little bit of word study on the word sins, in the word sins there, the forgiveness of sins. You will find another cross-reference to Ephesians 1:7 is from Colossians chapter 1, verse 14. Almost the exact same wording by Apostle Paul. How many of you know that there's no coincidences in the Bible? When a phrase appeared exactly the same phrases, God is trying to get our attention here, yes. Right? Look at Colossians 1:14. In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. Almost the exact same wording as Ephesians 1:7, word for word. In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. Now God is trying to get us attention here when He said it twice, right? That means He's letting you know this will change your life forever. Once you have the revelation that in whom, that is in Christ, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins revelation. Right? Now, like I said, I want to do a word study here. On the surface, they look the same. The word sins and sins. But the word sins here in Ephesians 1:7 is not sin. It's trespass. So, both are the same. But in the Colossians, the word sin is sin. Right? But in Ephesians here, the word sin is actually trespass. What is the difference between sin and trespass? Aren't they the same thing? Well, technically they're the same. Categorically, they're sins. But when you study the Bible, you dive in deeper accurately. The word trespass is the Greek word paraptoma. And the word sin in the Greek is hamartia. Two different words. One is paraptoma, another one is hamartia. What is the difference between the trespass and sin? Sin is like a general broad category, right? Missing the mark. Like if you, an archer, right? When you shoot the arrow into that target, if you miss the bullseye, you sin. That's the idea of sin. You're missing mark. Anything that missing mark. Right? It's sin. So it's like a general broad category. But paraptoma here that's used in Ephesians 1:7 is defined as unintentional error or willful transgression. Unintentional error or willful transgression is what the word trespass, in English we call it trespass, in the Greek it's called paraptoma, is really referring to. Why is this significant? Because look, whether it's unintentional error or willful transgression. Beloved of God, both sides you are covered. You are covered by the blood of Jesus to have the forgiveness of sin by what Jesus has done. So whether it's unintentional error or willful transgression, it is covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. So, this is amazing. This is a comprehensive coverage here. Whether it's intentional or unintentional, right? Whether it's unintentional or it's willful transgression. The Bible says we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, and not according to how well you confess every single one of your sins, it is actually according to the riches of His grace. That is amazing. Do you think that the riches of God's grace is really, really abounding? Yeah. According to His riches of His grace here, we have the forgiveness of sins because of the redemption of His blood. Now why this message is such a life-changing message is because, you know, what really holds back, you know, our lives from living in total freedom, be able to live for God, is this issue of sin. It has always been the issue since the very beginning, from the time that Adam and Eve fell to sin. That has always been the problem. And now God has given us the assurance through the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. That first problem that came, right, God has totally removed it. Whether it's sin, hamartia, or sin, paraptoma, or trespasses, you are all covered because of the redemptive work of the Lord Jesus Christ through His blood. Wow, that is a mouthful. If you think about it, this is like almost too good to be true news here. You are so blessed more than many of the great prophets and holy men of God in the Old Covenant. They wish that they were in your place, living today on this side of the cross, to able to hear, what? No way. Are you saying that even the unintentional error or willful transgression is covered? Do you know what happened when people unintentionally in the Old Covenant, they pick up twigs on a Sabbath day? They did it unintentionally. You know what happened to them? They were stoned to death. They were stoned to death. That was the requirement of a law. The law cannot bend, right, forward or backwards and try to grade us on a curve. The law is so relentless, because the moment that the law bends, it ceases to be the law. The law is the law, right? And the law says, you know, you're not supposed, for example, to work on Sabbath days. And these poor souls, they did it unintentionally. They did not know that picking up twigs on a Sabbath day, you know, means that they deserve to be punished to death. Unintentional error, right? Paraptoma. They weren't covered back then. But today, under grace, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. Man, this is where, you know, the expression, if you're not happy, your wood is wet. It's like something's wrong with you if you're not happy with this great news. All your unintentional sins, the things that you did not know it was sin, right? All that thing is covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen? And even the willful transgression, the thing that is done willfully, has been covered by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So whether it's unintentional or willful, beloved of God, receive no more condemnation of the accuser or the brethren. Amen. The devil is described as the accuser of the brethren day and night. Whenever you're not listening to messages like this, the gospel that reminds you of what Jesus has done, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. Okay, sometimes, okay, even our own conscience can be our worst enemy. Our own conscience can be there to bring unto remembrance the trespasses and the sins that we have committed. There and then, bring up Ephesians 1:7. It is written, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. Not according to how well I keep everything confess, but it's according to the riches of His grace that is basically immeasurable. The riches of God's grace is immeasurable. Right? I really believe there's no one on earth that is beyond saving. No matter how bad a person might be, as long as a person is still breathing, still alive, there's no such a thing as a person has done such a terrible sin that the sin is unpardonable. In other words, there is no sin that the blood of Jesus cannot cleanse. So I hope you are set free today from any accusations, whether sometimes from an evil conscience or from the enemy, right? That there is a sin that God cannot forgive you because it's so bad that it is unpardonable. In Christ Jesus here, there is no such a thing as unpardonable sin, because the Bible says, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. Beloved of God. Is that good news or is that good news? That's not good news. That's almost too good to be true news. Because that's what the gospel is. The gospel is beyond just good news. It's like when you hear it, it's like, are you serious? Am I hearing what I'm hearing? Yes, it is. Because of, again, the redemption through His blood. The blood of Jesus is so amazing. The blood is so powerful, right? It's the blood, the Bible calls, is the blood that gives us not momentary redemption, it's eternal redemption. Like you are in a wash cycle of the blood of Jesus constantly. You are in a wash cycle of the blood of Jesus constantly, because this blood is so amazing. The moment that you lose your temper, right there and then, the blood of Jesus is still like a wash cycle. It keeps on cleansing and cleansing and cleansing you. That's why, beloved of God, this will change your life if you believe this gospel truth. Even in the middle of your sin, the blood is still cleansing you and keep you clean, because again, of the eternal redemption, the preciousness of the blood of Jesus. Do you understand, beloved of God? When you see this, right, that you are constantly being made clean, there is no more condemnation in your life that can hold you back from living for God. You are now free not to indulge in the flesh, to walk after the flesh, but we are free to bear fruit unto God, knowing this knowledge that you are now blessed with the eternal redemption because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that keeps on cleansing you and cleansing you all the time. Because it's according to the riches of His grace. And whether it's willful or unintentional, it's all covered. Well, Pastor, does that mean that I'm not supposed to confess my sins anymore? Every time I sin? Well, I was taught that, you know, only after you confess your sins and then God will forgive your sins. And they can quote the scripture too. 1 John chapter 1 verse 9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins. See, Pastor, you have to confess your sins first before God can forgive you. Well, the word is very clear here. We have redemption through His blood. It does not say that we will have.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah.
It says we have. Have there is present tense right there. I have it right now. Even before I confess my sin, I still have redemption through His blood. So you can confess your sins. Of course you can confess your sins. I have no problems with people confessing their sins. The question is, if you forgot to confess your sins, are you still forgiven? Yes. That is the question. Yes. Right? There's some teaching that says, oh no, you're not forgiven until you confess your sins. Now I have a problem with that, because that's no longer eternal redemption. That is a momentary redemption.
Yes.
Until you get that sin confessed again, and then you're back into that redemption. Well, that's no longer eternal redemption. So the issue is not, is it wrong to confess your sins? The issue is, are you still forgiven if you forgot to confess your sins?
Yes.
Or you did not confess your sins? Well, according to the scripture, it's very clear here. You have redemption through His blood. And it's not according to how well you keep your sins confessed. It's according to the riches of His grace. There are times that I still say, Lord, I'm sorry. I blew it this time. I just lost it, you know. There's time that I say, Lord, I'm sorry. But that's not when I'm forgiven. I'm saying sorry to my Father because I know this does not bring glory. This does not really bring blessing to Him. So I still say sorry. There's no problem to say sorry. And so I apologize. But that's not when you are forgiven. You are forgiven once and for all. When you receive that forgiveness, when you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, you receive that forgiveness, but not when you confess your sins. Amen, beloved of God?
Amen.
And this will not cause people to want to continue to live in sin.
Amen.
Amen. Knowing that you are clean, being kept holy and righteous, right? You are righteous by the blood of Jesus, will cause you to live in your true nature, to live a holy life, Amen. To live a life that's well-pleasing to God. Because that's what the blood of Jesus has made you to be, holy and clean, because of the redemption through His blood. Because of the redemption through His blood. Amen? You know, sometimes when people have a flat tire moment in their lives, they begin to think that maybe God is punishing me for something that I've done in the past. It may not be spoken out loud, but sometimes on the back of our mind, when something bad happens, we think that God is remembering our sins. When the Scripture has made it clear here, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. God will never remember your sins again. When something bad happens, it's not from God.
That's right.
God is not the one who is punishing you because of your sins. But when something bad happens in your life, beloved of God, that's the time to run to God and say, Father, thank you. Your blood continuously cleanses me. This is not from you. This bad thing is not from you.
Yes.
And I'm still forgiven by your blood. And I expect something good. You're able to make something good out of this.
Yes.
Because the Bible says God is able to make all things work together for good.
Amen.
To those who love Him and those who've been called according to His purpose. The bad thing is not from God, but He's able to turn it around for your good.
Yes.
As you continue to believe in Jesus and say, Lord, your work is so thorough. Your work is so perfect. I glorify you, Lord. I have a very high opinion of your blood. Whatever challenges that I'm experiencing right now is only temporary. In fact, I believe, Lord, you're going to cause this affliction to work for me a far greater eternal weight of glory. In other words, you'll be in a better off position after you go through that trials, after you go through that challenge, as you continue to look unto Jesus and believe, no, this trial is not because of my sin. I have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. Lord, I'm still clean, I'm still righteous. And you hold fast to this confession of faith. And God says, if you allow me to, I will cause even that trial, that affliction that might be plaguing you, I'll make sure that they're working for you a far greater eternal weight of glory. And then when you're on the other side of the Red Sea, you'll be able to look back and say, oh my goodness, God delivered me from those Egyptians that were about to kill me by opening that Red Sea. Do you understand? God never sent the Red Sea to the children of Israel. It's just, hey, they just happen to be... We can't move forward here. There's the Red Sea, right? But as they continue to believe in the Lord Jesus, right? God split the Red Sea open. He made the Red Sea to work for them. A far greater eternal weight of glory, because when the Egyptians attempted to do the same, they were drowned. So whatever enemies in your life that tries to pursue you and hunt you down, God says, believe that the blood of my Son has made you righteous and clean and you're not guilty anymore. Continue to believe in the blood of Jesus and I will see to it that those Egyptian problems that are chasing you, I'm going to be able to open that Red Sea for you and you're going to walk through the dry land and I'm going to cause all your enemies who pursue you to be drowned in that Red Sea.
Amen.
Because God is able, right, to cause even the light and momentary affliction in your life to work a far greater eternal weight of glory in your life.
Amen.
As long as you don't give up, as long as you continue to have a good opinion. That's what it means to glorify, right? Is to have a good opinion of the blood of Jesus that has caused you to be so clean. God sees you righteous, without spot, without wrinkle, acceptable, holy. Amen, beloved of God? Are you blessed or are you blessed? Yes. You know, today's message has a protective power to protect you from evil here, to protect you from harmful viruses, yes, to protect you from cancer, to protect you from whatever ailments and the deadly stuff out there. Because when we talk about redemption again, God wants to redeem you from anything that is evil in this world. Like a mother hen trying to protect her chicks under the shadow of her wings. And the way that God does it is through the foolishness of preaching, like the word you're hearing right now, reminding you of the love of God and your faith in Jesus that has caused you to have the redemption through His blood. And it's according to the riches of His grace. Amen, beloved of God? Is this a really good, powerful verse?
Yes, it is.
Don't you feel like such freedom, such rest? Remember, number 7 is a number of rest. This is Ephesians 1:7, right? Gives you rest. All my debts are paid. God will never scrutinize you for your past sins anymore. Because whether it's paraptoma or hamartia, right? God says, you know, you have the redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. Amen? God is no longer nitpicking over wrong thoughts. God is no longer nitpicking over unconfessed sins. God is no longer nitpicking about your about your antiques. Some people have certain antiques, like when they leave the house, it has to be on the right foot. That kind of thing, right? All the really, really weird antiques. God is no longer nitpicking about all those things. God accepts you the way you are. God, your Father, so loves you in Christ Jesus because your faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, I hope you're really blessed and encouraged. All right? I'm going to give you one dessert. Today we got dessert, Pastor. Yeah! We got appetizers, we got entree. Final dessert. This is the spirit of Ephesians 1:7 from the Message Bible, given the final slide. Because of the sacrifice of the Messiah, His blood poured out on the altar of the cross, we are a free people. I am free to run. I am free to dance. I am free to live for you. I am free to live for you. I am free, right? So it says, you know, we are a free people. Look at that. Free from what? Free of penalties and punishments chopped up by all our misdeeds. And not just barely free either, abundantly free. Man, I hope you have the Message Bible. That's a really good Bible to have, okay? I want you to read your Message Bible yourself and meditate on Ephesians 1:7 here, because it is amazing. I'm just going to read it one more time so that you get it in a recording, okay? Because of the sacrifice of the Messiah, His blood poured out on the altar of the cross, we are a free people, free of penalties and punishments chalked up by all our misdeeds. And not just barely free either, abundantly free. Freedom, amen. You have freedom now to live for God because of what Christ has already done for us. Now, look at the word forgiveness here. I'm going to give you one extra nugget, okay? The word forgiveness here is from the Greek word aphesis. It means it's as if they had never been committed. Did you hear that? This is the definition of forgiveness, aphesis in the Greek. It's as if they had never been committed. That's why God can say, your sins and your iniquities I'll remember no more. Because it's just as if they have never been committed. totally remove all of our misdeeds, past, present, and even future misdeeds. The Lord says, I will never remember because I treat them as if they had never been committed. It is so amazing, right? Okay, this is another meaning. The remission of the penalty. The remission of the penalty. That is the definition of being forgiven. So when God says, I forgive you today, it's not like the forgiveness in the old covenant, right? Like King David was forgiven of his sin, but there was still punishment that happened to his household. But in the new covenant, the blood of Jesus is so thorough that when you receive the forgiveness, the apheresis of sins, not only as if they had never been committed, but you also receive the remission of the penalty. That's why the Message Bible translator here did it really beautifully, because this is based on the original word. Free of penalties and punishments. Free of penalties and punishments. Chalked up by all our misdeeds. Beloved of God, if you hear the gospel that watered down the blood of Jesus, right? Then you will get the result of that watered down gospel.
Yeah, that's right.
This is amazing here. This is why we are so excited, right? Anything less than the remission of the penalty, where we are free of penalties and punishments chalked up by all our misdeeds, is to lower the blood of Jesus to be on the same level as the blood of bulls and goats in the old covenant, where you receive forgiveness, but you still must receive the punishment for your sin, as what happened to King David. They were still under the blood of bulls and goats back then. But now we are under the precious blood of the Son of God. So beloved of God, amen. Are you happy or are you blessed? Yeah? Not only you are covered comprehensively, the Bible has made it clear here, you are free of penalties and punishments chalked up by all our misdeeds. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Because you are free of penalties and punishments chalked up by all of your misdeeds. Nothing can hold you back from receiving your healing right now. Once this becomes a revelation, receive your healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive the blessings of God in your life, beloved of God. Amen. Hallelujah. We can talk and talk and talk about the apheresis, the forgiveness of God, all day long. And your spirit is like, oh, may someone expound more on the blood of Jesus. Can we have more sermons on the blood of Jesus Christ that gives me the remission of sins? Because the spirit is longing, your spirit, your inner man, your inner woman, or your inner person. This is the gourmet food that you're craving for.
Amen.
It's not the physical food that you're craving for. What your spirit is longing for is the word of the gospel that is full of the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Do you understand, beloved of God?
Yes.
So you are blessed, highly favored, and you've been the best audience in the world. And I pray that if you get this message, I want you to allow your spirit to feast on every word.
Amen.
That you're not guilty anymore. It's not just a song. It's backed up by the word of God. You have the remission of sins, all your trespasses, whether it was ignorant, unintentional, or it was willful, whatever missing marks, hamartia, that you did, you have the remission of sins. You have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. And you are also, the Bible says, free of penalties and punishments chalked up by all of your misdeeds. Receive your healing. Receive your blessing. The Lord loves you. The Lord cherishes you. With no sin in the way, with no trespasses in the way, God wants you to draw closer to Him and allow Him to keep on loving you. Even in the middle of your sin, that eternal redemption, that blood is still cleansing you and cleansing you all the time. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your word today. What a powerful word. Part 7. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. Every word is life. Every word is peace. Every word is inspired by the Holy Spirit. Every word is anointed. Oh Lord, I pray that we would cherish your word today and that we would hear your word again and again for the nourishment of our soul and spirit. In Jesus' name we pray.